Hey, Alex.
Hey, Abby.
Oh, Sunny Bower, okay.
Thank you. Hello, Joe?
Yes.
Can you hear me?
Hello? Yeah, can you hear me?
Yep, I can hear you perfectly fine.
All right, great.
Perfect. So I noticed you had contacted us with regards to the gaming system is not getting priority and have lag issues.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, that was the first thing that I called about, and then I put it in, I logged into my account and I added something to it because I was trying to explain to the woman because she said somebody was going to call, so I just gave her the one thing. But basically, I have the two gig service, and I have a lot of devices. I have the extender. I have like five TVs. We run strictly, Netflix, Amazon Prime, Apple TV. We don't have any cable in the house.
Also,
I
strictly
have,
streaming.
yep, everything's streaming. I have an office for, business I run out of here. So I have a laptop running like three monitors, so I'm using that laptop a great deal. And then I have two gaming systems, in the house. And sometimes, it is conceivable that the two gaming systems could both be going on at the same time while somebody's, watching Hulu, so streaming. But what I've been experiencing over the last week is the first thing I've been experiencing is all of a sudden, for no reason, I'll lose, internet connectivity. Like I'll be sitting at my laptop working and I won't have internet. And so I've cycled the router a couple times. I know the guys are working in the neighborhood and they're, connecting lines and expanding. And so I personally just attribute it to, the brand new system, things are going in. So there could be little things with the, connectivity every now and then. So I wasn't, too concerned about it, but it has continued to happen. But the biggest issue is obviously like with the gaming systems, what will be happening is like if when I did some research, it said that the HomePass app kind of would allow you to prioritize devices. So you could say, I want this device to priority over that. But the HomePass app that I was given by the installer, that's the Arch Fiber HomePass app. So when I click on it and I'm logged in the upper left-hand corner, it says Arch Fiber. It does not have the ability to do that. At least I can't find it. I deep dove this thing, and I can't find anywheres where I can say I want this
No,
to have a
you're
priority.
not wrong. It's not in ours yet.
Okay.
Because like we don't have like the general Home Pass app, yes, it has it, but Home Pass is like a third party that, we're not the only ISP that uses it. Ours
Sure, sure.
doesn't have it yet, but most ISPs don't have the priority on your side. I can do it though. On my side, I can go in and prioritize if you want me to. I have the ability on my side because mine's a little more. I don't have the Home
Okay.
Pass. I have my side of the Home Pass, which is like more internal.
Okay. So you can see the gaming devices. So like you can actually see the devices that are assigned to
Cause see the two you have two PlayStations, a Switch.
Yes. Yes, right. Not so worried about the Switch, but the two PlayStations. Is there a way? I'm just trying to figure out like how you see it. Like if I'm one of the PlayStations, I would say has got a priority over the other. Is there a way, like, is there something I can find on the specific PlayStation I want to have a priority to help you figure out which one it is?
Is it the one that's on? So, one second. I have a way for us to do this. Is it the one that's connected to the bar or the one that's connected to the office?
The one that's
They
connected, yeah, right now I'm okay. So actually, I'm connected to the office via an Ethernet cable. So I have a LAN going in right now. From
Okay.
the one PS5, it's connected via Ethernet
I see
to
that.
the what would be the okay. So that's the one I'd like to have priority over all other gaming. And pretty much, if you could put that thing right at the very top as far as devices. And then the let me just look here. trying to see, there's one TV that I'd like to have.
And what I like about the prioritizing, and when thing is, yours, when eventually when we actually add it to the home pass, because eventually we will add that feature to the home pass, but there's different categories. So like for PlayStation, I just have it set to best effort for that one. For, and I guess whatever the streaming devices you want, I can set it to prioritize for video.
Okay. Yeah. So.
Is there like a specific streaming device you want prioritized for video?
Yeah, there is. And it's going to be, I'm just trying to figure out which one this is. It's going to be, it's going to probably, I guess it's going to come in as a Roku. So.
Wait, quick question.
Yeah.
Do you have your own, like, personal extender?
I have an extender out in my, I have a large, I don't want to call it a gazebo, thank you, think it's, I have like a four-season room in the back of my house, so it's not connected to my home, it's separate from my house.
Mm-hmm.
Out there, there is an extender, yeah. So I have the Arch Fiber, you know, Wi-Fi and router set up. I have the bar extender that they gave me to the second floor because it's a three-story house, two-story house, three floors, because I have a sub basement.
Basement, yep.
And then I have the extender that's out in my, we'll call it a gazebo, just so you can understand it, out of my gazebo so that, because there's a TV out there that the Arch Fiber wasn't reaching it. And I asked the guy that was doing the install if I could have a second thing, and he said no, I could only have the two devices, you know, the one that was the main one the line comes into, and then this one extender. So what that other device that you see is so that I can actually have my streaming TV that's outside. But that's the only thing that's connected to that is that streaming TV. Like I said, it's probably a good 125 or so feet from your router setup in my house.
I was just seeing it's obviously going to come up. I noticed there was just a parallel Wi-Fi network. That's what you had to ask, make sure. I mean, as long as you're aware of it, and I mean, you know, the potential degrading factors that come with it.
Yeah, I mean, again, like I said, it's I am aware of it. It's one of those situations, like, you know, I mean, when I had, I'll just be honest with you, like, when I had Time Warner Cable, I had no problem grabbing a very strong signal out of that outside gazebo with their setup. You know, I mean, I had a gaming, like a very expensive gaming router, you know, high speed, router that was Wi-Fi router that was connected to it, but I had one. It was for my entire house, and it covered outside, and I had no problems whatsoever. I didn't hook that up to this system because it said it wasn't compatible. So I bought an extender that was compatible with your equipment, but without it, your signal is not strong enough. It doesn't even register out there. Like, yeah, it's not even like one bar. It literally doesn't even go out there. And so I kind of had no choice to do that. So I am aware of it. It's mine. Obviously, I know about it. And the only thing that's connected to it is that one.
Is that one thing? That's fine. If it's just one thing connected to it, it's not really like a huge. It's not going to cause anything crazy.
So I would say that there's on my system, there's one that's just called Roku.
Yeah, I see it.
Yeah, if you could prioritize that for video, that'd be great.
I got you right now. One second. And then it's going to automatically optimize the network as well every time I set a priority and save it.
Okay.
So it's doing that now, and it's done. All right. I said all three. Is there any other
No, that's it, brother. And then, if I have any other problems, I'll let you guys know. And if I need you to add a priority or something, whatever, I can just call in.
How did you get your Blink camera to connect?
What do you mean?
No, because we've always had, sometimes we've had issues with the Blink camera not connecting, but you've had yours connected. I was wondering how you did it. It just worked?
Yeah, I mean, honestly, it just worked. So,
I guess
it's weird. Yeah, I mean, I guess I got lucky because that would have been a whole other troubleshooting kind of thing if that didn't connect.
Yeah, I mean, that one's easy. You just got to bring it far enough that it only connects to the 2 gigahertz radio band, and then we just set it so that it just only connects to that 2 gigahertz. But for some people, like depending on like the layout of their house, like it's nothing is far enough for them to get that 2 gigahertz. Like if they step outside, they either just lose connection or they have the 5 gigahertz connection. Like it's just the setup of the house might not be conducive for, you know.
Gotcha.
But lucky for you, I guess.
Yeah, it is lucky. I mean, these are those things. It's like, you know, I mean, you hear fiber's coming, you get excited about fiber optics. I think everyone was. We were all tired of Time Warner, for sure. I mean, I've been dealing with them for 20-plus years of their bullshit. It was nice to know there was going to be a new game in town. But I definitely see, you know, some downsides right now. And I'm just equating it to it's a brand-new system, working out the bugs.
Oh, of course.
You know, maybe, yeah. 100% there yet. So I definitely see some things where I was like, Time Warner, you know, signal wise, I think has some stronger stuff, but I'm not upset. I deal with it. I think it's a great system. So hopefully, you know, we'll get some more controls here and work something out.
We're on the path of, you know, without saying too much, we're on the path of definitely resolving those things.
Yeah. Cool, I get it.
And those are things we're actively aware. Those are things we're actively aware of. I can't speak too much on it, but you know what I mean.
Yeah, sir. I got you. I read between the lines. I appreciate that. So,
no problem.
No, man, that's it. I'm good. That's what I needed for today. So, thank you very much.
No problem. If you have any more issues, you can just call and ask for me. My name's Alex. I'll be glad to help. All right.
Awesome. Thank you so much.
No problem. You have a great day. All right.
Okay. You too. Thank you.
Perfect. Bye now.
All right. Bye.